different mode for Bobby because he's used to doing things that are more kind of in the folk, kind of, you know, very organic, you know, kind of realm. And I knew that that wasn't quite right for Jonathan. You know, I wanted to sort of, I don't know. I mean, Jonathan, you know, is a classically trained cellist, but then he also has this, like, kind of varied musical sort of experience where he loves punk rock. And but I, you know, we camped with a lot of really interesting music, and Bobby just got on board. He, you know, I think we wanted it to have, you know, kind of an orchestral feel, but more kind of in the vein of, you know, like a Cronus Quartet kind of feel, if that makes sense. We actually did license one Cronus Quartet song. Bobby, too, has lived in Los Angeles for 25 years, and he was just really excited to sort of find the right tone and find the right way to sort of segue into different scenes. And I knew that it could be really cool to use something a little bit more classical paired with, you know, the Garth Trinidad guest DJ spots where we use the songs that Jonathan plays on that radio show. So it was a lot of trial and error, and we licensed some other songs, but he really did compose a ton of music in a short period of time and did, I think, a really great job. You know, it's kind of like we always wanted to sort of reference certain cultures, but not be dead on. Like, okay, how can we reference something that's more Mexican when we're seeing, like, the guys, like, you know, in the kitchen at the taco shop, but not be straight ahead like a Mexican song. But we'd like want to reference it in kind of a subtle way. So that was a challenge. I think Bobby did a really great job at doing that.